Books on Tape presents Pharmacon by Dirk Wittenborn, read by Mark Deakins and Lincoln Hoppe.
Prologue. I was born because a man came to kill my father. If he hadn't showed up with a gun in his pocket and bad thoughts in his head, I wouldn't exist, much less have a story to tell. This tragic footnote to my conception left me feeling as if I had three parents. A father, a mother, and a murderer. My father suffered from strange and temporarily paralyzing attacks of catatonia that my family, with characteristic discretion, referred to as Dad's sock moments. You would walk past my parents' bedroom door on the way to breakfast or the bathroom and glimpse Dad sitting on his side of the bed, fully dressed, legs crossed, one shoe on, sock in hand, about to put on his other shoe. Perfectly normal, right? Trouble was, sometimes 10 or 20 minutes would pass, and you'd look in on him again, and he'd still be sitting there, sock in hand, staring at the other shoe he'd yet to fill. Once my sister Lucy and I clocked him with the timer my mother used to make sure the roast beef was rare. 57 minutes passed before he got the other sock on. Frozen in time and space in his own thoughts, Dad would appear perfectly normal, except for the look he'd have in his eye. It wasn't a faraway, glassy-eyed stare. It was a perplexed squint, as if he were trying to see something he wasn't sure was there. My father could have 3 episodes in a week. Then there'd be a 6-month reprieve. Usually, but not always, these becalmed fits of melancholic introspection would come over him in the morning as he readied himself to set off for work. But sometimes, they'd ambush him.